Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, chappers.
Hi, Scott.
You okay?
I'm very good, yes.
Right, Becky.
Hello.
Oh, no, you're not.
Bye.
Hi, okay, bye. No, don't talk. Hope you had a good weekend. It's only because I can't physically let you talk at the moment because it's not working.
Oh,
it's all fine. Oh, well, what a shame. How was your weekend, Chopper?
It was very good, thank you.
Yeah?
Very good, yeah. What did I do? A bit of work, a bit of football, a bit of relaxing, yeah.
I saw Gigs Ahoy at the weekend.
Did you? Why? Yeah. What have you gone to see?
I went to see Take That on Friday.
Right,
which
good.
Was amazing.
Okay.
I know that Moyles played a whole hour of the Wembley gig this morning. We'll play a track for you from that. If you were there, just to immerse yourself and take that fever again. We're going to play Patience. Even if you weren't there, hear how good it was. And then I went to see, I think, the best gig I've ever seen in my life on Saturday night.
Better than Take That on Friday night?
Yes.
What did you go and see on Saturday?
Madonna.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why are you surprised?
I'm just surprised that Madonna's better than Take That, to be honest.
It was incredible.
Like, really?
She just doesn't stop moving for 2.5 hours. How does she do that?
Does she not even sit down at one point for a slow song?
She had a little rest at one point with some folk singers came on.
Folk singers?
Yeah, they came on and did a little bit of
what?
Folk music. And she has a bit of a breather then. She sits down for about 5 minutes. But that's it for like the whole 2.5 hours. It was amazing.
So it was kind of like, what do? Dance around a maypole? Morris
they
dancing?
Just stand there and do a strange...
Her musical interlude is a load of, like, country music.
Yeah, it works.
And that's the best gig you've ever seen?
Yeah.
Right.
Not so much for the folk. You can talk now, Becky.
Hello.
Hi.
I didn't have anything to say.
Yeah, just as well. What's Becky's Forte is coming up today, and we've got a special guest coming in. Torchwood's on for 5 nights, starting tonight on BBC One and BBC HD. And John Barrowman, off of Torchwood, will be here after 4:30 this afternoon.
Podcast.
Sarah in Belfast says, John Barrowman would be perfect for Scott Mills the musical. Suggest it to him. I think there are rules against that, because he already works for the BBC, and I don't think you're allowed to do that.
Also, isn't he a bit...
Got enough on his plate?
Yeah, moved on.
Moved on from...
Well, he does bigger projects now.
Than this?
You know, he's doing a...
There he is.
Yeah.
Hi, John.
He's about to come and talk to us about being on BBC One every night at 9 o'clock, and also in HD.
Actually, yeah, you've got a point.
You know, do you not think that's slightly bigger than... I know you're great and everything, but do you not think that's slightly bigger than playing you in a musical for
Absolutely.
3 nights?
I hear what you're saying. Wow, he's early. That's good, isn't it? Guests never turn up early. Hi, John.
That's also another reason why I couldn't play you.
We had a morning date today, me than the one that doesn't speak. We had to meet up with Ron Weasley off of Harry Potter this morning.
Now,
Now, I was a bit worried because I texted the one that didn't speak last night quite late going, I've just read an article about him. Apparently, he's had the swine.
Yeah, I saw that.
But, so I did turn up wearing, like, full surgical mask.
Right.
Which he didn't seem to mind.
Okay.
And this is for our special Harry Potter day.
Did you have your latex gloves on as well, just in case?
Yeah, you've got to take precautions, haven't you?
Right. Was he slightly intimidated by the fact that you turned up with... Did you have 2 latex gloves on, or did you just go with one?
Just the one.
Just the one?
That's my trademark.
Right. So
have you just said your trademark is 1 latex glove?
So 1 latex glove and a mask. You went to do the interview.
Of course I didn't, but I did check with his people before I walked in. Because, you know, I'm a hypochondriac at the best of times. So I'm like... Are you sure he's clear of it? And they were like, no, he's absolutely fine.
And you're still feeling okay?
Well, I was like, well, yeah, but that could change at any time.
Did you volunteer to go and do this interview so you could have a couple of days off later this week? And it would seem kind of genuine.
Not at all, no. It's for our special Harry Potter Day we're doing next week on Radio 1. And there'll be a special, what's occurring, based around Harry Potter. You and I won't have a clue what's going on.
How were you the one selected to go and do the interview when you know nothing about Harry Potter?
It wasn't so much about...
Or even like Harry Potter.
No, I don't, but that doesn't matter. Do you think during me doing Oh What's Occurring with Ron Weasley today... Hog What's Occurring today, do you think I asked him one question about the new film? Of course I didn't. You can hear it next week on Radio 1. What a nice bloke, though, Rupert Grint. I call him Rupert Grinch then.
Rupert Grint.
Rupert Grint. And you can hear that
you
next
week.
You
don't even know who you met.
I do. Yes, I do. He's the ginger hair one. The one that's just had swine flu. He's fine now.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
You know those people that send round emails saying that they're doing stuff for charity and you have to sponsor them?
Yeah.
But actually they're just having a holiday and stuff.
Yeah,
you know the ones?
It's like, hi, I'm going to look at some ruins in Peru. Sponsor me. It's like, no, you are just going on holiday. We've discussed this before.
Mm-hmm. And you said that if you were going to do it, you should do like a proper one.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to do a proper one.
Okay.
I decided at the weekend when I was bored.
Right, so this is a new idea to raise money for charity.
Yep.
Okay, go on.
I'm going to do a skydive.
Brilliant.
Wow. Really?
What do you think?
Would you... I don't...
What? Why?
Would you sponsor
me? I don't look at you and think...
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, I would.
How much would you sponsor me?
Oh. Fiver each, shall we?
Yeah.
£5?
Each?
Each.
That's 10.
Yeah.
No.
I don't
I'm
look
not
at,
doing it for that.
I don't look at you and think skydive.
No, that's why you should give more money.
Why?
I don't know why, I just don't. In the same way that you don't look at me and think skydive.
So therefore, how much are you going to bet me to do it? It's almost like a bet, isn't it? Like a
well,
jet.
It's not a bet, because you either win or lose a bet, and I wouldn't want there to be any losers in this situation.
What charity is this for?
I haven't decided yet.
Okay.
Well, as long as it's
a good one.
As long as it's not for the Becky Cider charity.
No, it's
well, that's
not.
What I mean,
it'll
yeah.
Be for a good one.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll sponsor you.
How I feel much
it's,
you really,
it's rude to discuss money on air.
I'll go £20.
20?
Yeah.
I was thinking more like 500.
Right.
Because I need to get my total up to before I can...
500 is fine. I'll give you 50 of that.
I'm not...
And he'll give you
50
450.
50 from Chappers and 450
no
from
worries.
You, Scott.
That's only fair.
If I do it. It's 12,000 feet, the one I'm looking at.
All right, so you've researched
That's
it already.
That's quite high up, yeah.
Right, I'm getting the feeling that I haven't heard the whole story here.
No, I'm
really?
Just trying to...
Why are you so wary of it? Just give you the money.
Okay, good.
So 450 from you, 50 from Chappers.
Right.
Why do you think there's some kind of ploy here?
I don't know. I just don't.
She could just genuinely want to skydive for charity.
What's going on? Whose phone is that?
It's not mine.
Not mine either.
What's
wrong?
It's probably lots of charities.
Becky's going
to
skydive for charity.
You looked at me and you said, "I look at you and don't think skydive."
Okay.
And then you said £450 to charity. Chappa said 50, and it was all fine.
Okay, well, if you want,
good.
When are you doing it?
I don't know. When I've raised more money
and had a bit of training.
Yeah.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1.
There's a lot of people really keen to sponsor me for my skydive.
You're not wrong, there is actually.
It would go down so well.
Yeah.
You said that you'd give me £450 if I jumped out of a plane.
You suggested it.
Yes,
and
you agreed.
I'm not sure I agreed.
You did.
You did agree. So, have you got your wallet?
Right.
Do you want to see the photos?
What?
I just showed to Chappers.
Hang on a second. You said there was something you were going to... Have you done this?
I might have lied. I might have done it on Saturday.
What? What?
Your face.
Are you... Right, show me
Look.
That. That is not you.
You've pasted me on. Look at all the other pictures.
Where did you do this, please?
At the London Parachute School in Oxfordshire. And it was amazing. I just want to say thank you very much to them all, because they were all so lovely. And Ralph was the guy I went and did the tandem with, and he was stroking my arm, making sure that I was calm the whole way, because I was so scared. So scared.
I am so shocked.
But you said you were going to give
the money. Yeah, I gave the money, yeah.
And Travis.
Wow. That's amazing.
Wait till you see the video.
Really?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Do you need to see the video for proper verification?
Yes, I do.
Do you still think she's photoshopped herself onto a blue sky?
I will need to see the video before any money comes out of my wallet, that's right.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, I don't want to cause any pressure here, but Joe Wiley said, listen to Scott Mills and John Barrowman today because it will be an entertaining listen. So, no pressure there at all.
No, none.
Hi, John.
Hi, how are you?
I'm really
Should
good.
Should we be really dull just to make her feel
Shall
bad?
We?
Yeah. Really Hi.
Well. It also kind of implies that you're not normally an entertaining
it
listener.
It does, yeah. Thanks, John. Hi, John.
How are you?
I'm okay. How
I'm
are
so
you?
Glad to be here.
Yeah, it's really yeah. good, isn't it? I bet you're really excited about Torchwood tonight, aren't you?
Now, see, that gets me really excited.
Thanks for coming in. I know you brought your mum and dad with you as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, they're standing there watching.
Hi, mum and dad.
Yeah.
They don't want to be on Radio 1, no?
Well, if you ask them to, they'll come in.
Please come in.
Yeah, come on in.
What are their names?
Marion and John.
Marion
easy
and
to remember.
John. Okay, are they just in town at the moment?
No, they've been spending the last... they've been here since May. They were on tour with me, and they were part of the tour doing some dancing in my gigs, and yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, my mother still can kick her heels up.
Hi, Marion.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Hi, John.
I'm very well, thank you. How
You're right?
You?
Yeah, I'm really good. Now, I know that... This is weird.
This is really bizarre.
This is bizarre.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Because they're not sure about this live stuff. So,
okay. So they were just sat there having a nice time. We'll get them a cup of tea in a minute. It'll be fine. Now you switch accents when you speak to your mum and dad, don't you?
I do.
Okay. So say something to Marion now, please.
Well, no, but you have to. See, but that's like going. Okay, you're in a zoo now. Perform.
Oh yeah.
Come on. You ask her, if you ask her a question, right? If Scott's going to ask you a question, you answer it, and then I'll cut in and see. That's what I do because I'm speaking to her.
Okay.
I'm not speaking to you.
Marion,
I've just done it. What are you going to ask a question for?
Oh yeah.
You dodo.
That was amazing.
He's not the best with accents.
I'm not. I'm really not.
So what accents do you think you can do?
I can't do Scottish. What can
Go
I
on,
do?
Try it. Whose phone is that?
There's a phone that keeps on going.
It's normally yours.
We can't. It's not mine.
Do your New Zealand. Do your Zane Lowe impression.
No, because that goes Australian.
Well, you sound kind of like Jason Donovan.
Huh? Do David Hasselhoff.
Hi, I'm David Hasselhoff. See, that's the only good one.
I can do like a...
Andy Murray.
What? Do Andy Murray.
A lot of people on the text want to know how your foot is.
My foot... Oh, this is really interesting. And, you know, here we go.
What happened?
I'm taking my socks off, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. I've got a very nice ankle there, okay?
Ooh,
right? But wait till you see this.
Oh.
This other one.
Oh, no, gross.
No,
oh.
I've got a cankle. Look at the size of that. Look at that.
It's huge.
Yeah. That is a cankle. So we've got ankle and cankle.
What happened with the accident?
I was, in my house in Wales, and I stepped off the deck, and we have a cement area that is around the pool, and I stepped off, and my foot, in a flip-flop, I snapped my ankle to the left. Now, wait a minute, it gets better, because I'm on the ground in agony, and my mother walks up to me, and she starts kicking me, and going, get up, it's those stupid flip-flops you're wearing. Get up! God, don't be so stupid, John. True, Mom?
True.
Kicking her son, her youngest baby, when he was down. And I'm in agony.
Tough love.
Yeah, well, you know, my father just had a sip of whiskey and went, get up.
So, let's talk about Torchwood. It's back on tonight.
Yes.
On BBC One.
9 o'clock.
And BBC HD.
Yeah.
Would he be? Does that worry you, HD?
No, not at all. Why should it worry me?
I don't know. I just
everybody's starting to freak out about HD. You know what? We look like what we look like.
Okay.
You know, and that's what airbrushing is for. Airbrush makeup. It's a lot better than the pancake stuff.
Will you be watching it tonight?
I certainly will because I absolutely love watching it. I love Torchwood. I love Captain Jack. I think it's one of the best shows on television.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll be sitting there at 9 o'clock, won't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, as a family unit.
Absolutely. My sister's driving. My sister at the moment and her husband are driving from Cardiff to meet us in town.
Okay.
And we're going to sit. We're staying in a hotel because my house is being repainted at the moment. And we're going to sit in front of the telly and watch it. My mom will have a wee glass of sherry. And my dad will have a wee whiskey. And my sister will have two bottles of wine. No, she's listening in the car. She'll be going, John! But like swerved off the M4. My brother Kevin will drink a beer and I will sit back and I'll just go, I'm on telly.
Yeah, it's me.
It's me on telly.
I've completely forgotten, but I do have someone holding on the line.
Yeah.
Hi, John.
Hi.
You all right?
Yeah, good, thanks.
I know you want to ask John something, don't you?
I do indeed, yeah.
Okay, go.
Well, yesterday. I was just wondering if you managed to buy anything at the car boot sale, because you walked straight past my store without buying anything.
You went to... You went to a car boot sale yesterday.
I did! What stall were you at, John?
Oh, I was on the top section. You just strolled past.
I strolled past. Well, you must not have had anything interesting.
Oh, we have plenty of interesting things.
No, no, no. Were you looking at me, or were you just kind of watching me stroll by with my family?
No. I was actually, there was a bit of a frenzy. I think a little girl ran up to you from the stall next to us to get your autograph. So,
okay.
We saw you go past.
I had never been to... I live in that area, and I've never been to that car boot sale, and so my family were all there. I had relatives from Scotland down. We were doing the 4th of July. My mom and dad, everyone was there. And I said, look, on Sunday, let's just get up and go to the car boot sale. And we went. It was quite good. I did buy something, though.
What did you buy?
I bought a... I gave it to my sister. I don't know if I can... It's a fake Louis Vuitton handbag.
When I spoke to John before, he was talking about the Louis Vuitton bag, weren't you?
That I was carrying over my back.
Okay.
No, this is like a little like handbag, sort of man bag thing.
Oh, no, it wasn't a man bag, but there are plenty other bags that you can choose out there and other brands, if you know what I'm saying.
And we should say you shouldn't ever buy fake things.
No, you shouldn't, because no. It's not... I thought it was actually probably real when I bought it. Yes. Yes, but yeah. I thought I got a... And my sister still thinks it's real. I thought I got a bargain for £8. I was okay. Like, yes!
So, you're back as Captain Jack, and it's on every night this week, which is a bit different.
Yeah.
And I've heard you're not happy, John.
No, it's not that I'm not happy. The thing is, like anybody, when you do something that you love so much, and you are told that you're normally used to doing 13 episodes, and then you're told you're doing 5, of course you're going to be a little bit upset. But what it turned out to be is the right decision, and they've made an absolute brilliant piece of television. And we, you know, as a team, we've all come together, and it works as 5 episodes. And who knows what's going to happen in the future? It might be 2 sets of 5, or you know, we might just do 1 more of 5. But you know, it's like anybody. If you love something and you really love doing the job, and you know, it goes from one thing to another, of course, your personal feelings are going to react like that.
Okay. So what happens in this one? All the children on Earth suddenly stop.
All the children freak out. And this is what's really weird. It's not just British children. It's every child around the world. And, you know, Russell's kind of making a statement about, you know, how when something happens, like, you know, when in Africa we see the things on television, we all, you know, reach in our pockets and we donate, which is a great thing. But we really don't pay any more attention to it. Mm-hmm. And his, you know, but when it happens to your own kids, you start to freak out. And it's not, you know, it's, there's an alien involved, and they're called the 456, and they're really freaky. You know, it's dark. Captain Jack is much darker in this a series. There's tons of action, and there's a few surprises of things that are going to happen for those of you who have no Torchwood that you're going to be shocked by. But also, for those of you who haven't watched it, you can watch this series from the beginning, from episode 1 to 5, not having watched series 1 or 2. You can jump in, you'll learn about the characters, and you'll have a great time.
Because that's what I was going to ask. Is it, because I've seen some Doctor Who, but I've never seen Torchwood, right? Mm-hmm. But I say,
get
watch,
out.
I say,
get out. Don't ask me this.
I say, watch Doctor Who with my 6-year-old.
Yeah.
And I don't really understand it.
Doctor Who?
Yeah.
Are you stupid?
A little bit. Maybe. I don't get sci-fi. Is this easy?
But that's it.
I completely understand. See? Children being...
Yeah.
Sort of overtaken by aliens. Because
it happens, it happens every night. You know, well, the thing is, if you're not into science fiction, you'll also like, you will like Torchwood, right? Because Torchwood is more of a drama about relationships. It's about human emotion with a little bit of science fiction now kind of twisted into it. But you don't have to be a sci-fi fan to watch this.
There you go.
So please do me a favor, watch it. Let me know what you think.
I will do that.
Okay? Yeah. I will be listening to hear what you think
in
about
HD.
It tomorrow. Yeah, in HD, and if you dare comment on any wrinkles, I will come. Believe me, Barrowman knows where this studio is, and I will come and get you all.
I tell you what, John, we were talking about this earlier. You have the best career because you do Torchwood, which is like the cool show, and you're happy to do a bit of Saturday Night as well, variety, a few musicals. So you get to do just about everything, don't you?
Well, I do. And I that's what I kind of, I came into this business to be an entertainer. and I came into it to work. And so therefore, if somebody says, do you want to do a concert, and I want to do it, I'm going to do it. I'm, you know, particularly in this climate, if work's coming your way, you're not mm-hmm. going to turn it down. And I think everybody would agree out there, you know, just listening to the news, you know, all these young people who are graduating, 50 people competing for one job, you know. So if someone comes to me and says, I want you to do a book, I want you to do this, of course I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what you could do, though, to merge
okay,
the two bits
go.
Of your career?
Oh, you've been thinking about this.
Merge the two bits together.
Come on.
Right, you know, like cool Captain Jack and the all singing or dancing bit.
Which also is cool.
That is cool. No, yeah. I'm just saying, right, didn't we discuss this last week? All good TV theme tunes you can sing along to, can't you? For example, Coronation Street. You can sing the theme.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, for instance, with Loose Women. Loose Women. And now with Torchwood. Torchwood. Torchwood.
No. Bada, bada, bada.
Ba, Torchwood.
Ba, bugger, bugger, bugger.
Ba, Torchwood. Ba. Aye, aye, see, you can do it.
Good. I thought you were going to go the opposite direction.
No,
like
no.
That.
It's all fine.
why now, are you hiding behind a screen?
Oh, I'm back. Sorry. I'm going to talk to you about our musical in a minute, because we're doing an actual musical called Scott Mills the Musical. And it's going to be what? It's going to be at the Edinburgh Festival on August the 11th, 12th and 13th.
This yes. might be the moment where you say you're short on time and need to go.
No, well, no, I'm always intrigued.
All right, okay.
Well, musicals intrigue me.
We're going to play Umpo, Box and Locks, and then I want you to hear some of the people that have auditioned for this role
right.
and tell me exactly what you think, all right?
Oh, no, people I know.
Oh, no, you won't know any of them. Okay. They're already on listeners.
Okay, good. All right.
Is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
John Barrowman is here, ahead of Torchwood tonight on BBC One and BBC HD.
Yes.
And also, don't forget, if you do miss any, if you have to go out, if you have a life...
BBC iPlayer.
It's on the iPlayer.
Absolutely.
As well.
Yeah. You can also listen to the Torchwood radio plays that were on Radio 4 last week if you missed those, because we did three standalone Torchwood radio plays, and they are really, really good because like we get to travel to places we don't get to on the TV show.
Okay. You've got to love the iPlayer.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good.
I do like it.
Yeah.
I find it disappointing, though, when you're traveling in a foreign country, you can't use it.
Yeah. But apart from that, it's
But that's
great.
Good, though, because it's British.
It is.
It is 100% the UK.
From the BBC.
The BBC ain't giving it away to nobody.
Yeah.
Exactly. Nobody but the Brits. You got it, man.
How many musicals have you done, John?
Off the top of my head, I have to guess, because I'm rubbish with numbers and dates, I'd say probably about 16, 17.
Wow.
Do you know the exact? No, you haven't checked your research.
No,
all right,
we
then.
Haven't checked that
read
out.
My book. Find something out, would you? It's available in all good bookstores.
Now, you've done all those, you know, all the musical shows. How Do You Solve a Problem Like Scott, Any Nancy Will Do, all those ones.
Yeah.
Now, we've had lots of people.
Give Denise Van Outen a husband.
Yeah, all that.
Yeah,
that one.
That was very successful.
That was.
Oh, listen, I just saw her this afternoon. She looks so happy.
Yeah.
See? She's got a big smile on her face.
A whole show on BBC One dedicated to finding her a husband. It's
yeah,
brilliant.
It was good.
Really good.
There's an idea.
I know.
Listen, we should get together and talk. Yeah, let's find it. That's a great idea for a show. Find some celebrity a husband.
Yeah.
Didn't someone else do that?
I think it's been done.
Okay.
Now, we've got some people that want to play me in our musical. Well, this is happening. We are doing one. Not a good one, but we're doing one.
Right.
In Edinburgh. Here's Peter, first of all.
I'm going to do a bit of acting for you. Here goes nothing. Why did you cheat on me? How would you cheat on me? I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Okay, got to whiz this on. We've only got 2 minutes.
Snaps out of the crying quite
well,
quickly.
Well, you know what's really interesting? He had three different accents in that first bit, okay? And then I was like, when people, they go, huh, and it's that dramatic pause when they breathe out.
Yeah.
No, we don't need to do that.
All right,
I'd say, eh.
There's a real theme running through these applications, as you'll hear.
It's fun to stay at the YMCA. They have everything for you men to enjoy. You can hang out with all the boys.
Here's Simon.
I think that I'll be perfect for playing the role of Scott Mills, simply because I'm a person who can play a camp character just like Scott Mills. The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow.
No.
I had heard that one before.
That one. Do they all think you talk like this, Scott?
Yeah.
Is that right?
I don't know. Here's Stuart.
And we'll only be making it right. Cause we'll never be wrong. Together we can take it to the end of the line.
And there's Luke.
Like this one.
God, you like
I kind of like him because you know why? He sings with passion, and I like people who've got a natural voice and a natural sound, and he doesn't care what people think about him. You can tell.
Giving off sparks. I really need you tonight. Forever's gonna start tonight.
Hey, Stuart, you got a thumbs up from John Barrowman.
Good, Stuart.
Luke's here.
Cause I'm alive, I'm so alive. If you climb on my
jazz hands are on.
We both can't fly.
And he's gay, and it's the same, I'm assuming. Sorry. Just by the way, he is singing that really sibilant. It says lots of S's. How many S's are in that? Lots.
I can't confirm that about Luke. Obviously,
no.
I'm sure he'll text in quite quickly now.
Thank you. And I'd now like to sing a short bit from Elton John's Your Song. And you can tell everybody this is your song.
Really, not bad.
It may be quite simple, but
a little going off key.
Now that it's done.
Can you sing?
No.
I hope
well, then that
mind.
Might be okay.
I hope you don't mind. That I put down in words.
So there's just some of the people. Also, if you have applied to be in the musical, don't worry, because we're now going to whittle them down. As you can hear, we've had some top-quality applications.
Good.
And
yeah.
We're going to do that in this week, I think. We're going to do that. Yeah. Any advice that you could give to us about putting on a musical?
Don't put your own money into it.
Right, okay.
Don't invest your own money into it, because if it flops, you're done for.
Have you done that, John?
No.
All right.
No. Leave that up to Lloyd Webber and all the rest of them.
Okay.
No, don't invest your own money. And also, I mean, I don't know what kind of advice. If you want to do something like that, you just got to go for it. Mm. You got to go for it. My sister and I, and we might be doing something down that line in the future.
John Barrowman, the musical?
No, not.
No. Okay.
So not.
We need to clear this up as well. One more thing. Erin, who is in Scotland, like, I don't understand it. Ask John why he speaks American, but when I thought he was Scottish.
Erin, I am Scottish, but I'll give you a little brief history. When I was a little boy and we moved to the States, I spoke with a Scottish accent. People bullied me, so I decided to speak with an American to beat them at their own game. And when I went home, I would speak with a Scottish accent. It was kind of a defense mechanism. And then I just got work as an American, and I decided just to keep it. But the point there is, if bullies are bullying you, beat them at their own game.
There we are, you see?
Yeah, see?
John,
public service announcement right
good.
Here on the BBC.
Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me. It's the first
Thanks,
time I've been
Dad.
Here.
Thank you.
Thanks, Marion and John. And have a lovely time watching Torchwood together tonight on BBC One at 9 o'clock with the
Excellent.
Whole family. I'm loving that. Think about that tonight. If when you're watching it, think that John and the whole family are watching it together.
His sister on the
wood.
Wine.
What? And his sister's
sister
had two
wine.
Bottles of wine.
Da-da-da. Yeah, Carol, remember that. You've been doing two bottles of wine. There you go.
Thank you, John.
Podcast.
Right. Hurricane Barrowman's gone now. He's a whirlwind, isn't he? Wow. Yeah, very nice man. Very friendly, isn't he?
He is very friendly, yeah.
Mm.
It's good. Blows in, blows out.
He does. Certainly does. Very, very friendly to me as well, I thought, as the interviewer in the...
Well, that's what you want, though, from your guest, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You know?
You don't want them to be shy.
You don't want people who are kind of monosyllabic and don't want to hug you.
Yeah. Found the staring into the eyes when he first met me a bit strange, but it was all good.
Well,
no, he
why?
Just commented they
you
were very blue.
You need eye contact, though, don't you, with the person that you're talking to?
Yeah, but sometimes I was disappearing, like, further and further into my chair.
You are hiding, because I'm sat now where he was sat, and you are... I can't see you at all, no, so no wonder he was trying to see you.
Yeah.
Hiya!
Why were you...
don't do that. Frightening.
Why were you hiding from him?
Nothing, I was busy.
You were busy?
I was just getting the next thing ready and stuff.
Yeah.
Do watch out if you're going to a car boot sale anytime soon, because he loves them. He'll walk straight past your stall. His mum and dad were lovely, weren't
very
they?
Nice. Mm. He was very nice.
Were you upset that he was more tanned than you were? Is that where you were hiding?
He does have a good tan.
Certainly better groomed
He's
than you.
He's gorgeous.
What do you mean better groomed than me?
He just was absolutely gorgeous. He was like perfect.
He is very, yeah, he is very perfect. I think more and
what,
more
perfect than the three of us male specimens.
Just
that
well
you
groomed. Don't try and put words into my
He'd
mouth.
He had a shower this morning.
Yeah. And in our book,
so
that's well groomed.
So good, awesome.
Yeah, I think more stars should be made to bring their mum and dad in during the interview.
And have showered first.
Yeah. Right, Boss Becky's Forte is coming up. For a while now, we've been trying to find something in life that Becky is really good at. We've tried loads of things. I've got somebody that can teach you something amazing that could be your forte, I think.
Really?
And we're going to wheel him in next on Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcasts. What's Becky's
forte? For a while on the show, we've been trying to find something that Becky is excellent at and that could be her forte. We've tried lots of different things. Today, Becky, I'd like you to meet this man here. His name is Edwin.
Hello.
Hello.
Now, I was...
Can you tell I'm really nervous?
Yes. I'll tell you how this came about, right? I was watching a recording of Britain's Got Talent.
Okay.
Because sometimes... Is this weird? Sometimes me and my flatmate, when there's nothing else on, we do like to reminisce about some of our favourite people on Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah, that's weird.
Why is that weird?
But nothing really ever surprises me.
I know it's finished now, but we do have it saved, and sometimes we will watch it, because it's when they're on, it's brilliant. Stavros Flatley, etc. Really good.
Okay.
So, okay. And there was one bloke on who was an escapologist.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, that's it. Remember this one? The bloke was tied up, hanging from the ceiling, and the rope was on fire. And even though we know what's going to happen, because we've seen it maybe five or six times, we're still like, oh, my God! And I thought, that could be Becky's forte. Arno would give that a go. Becky, that's what I thought.
Well, you wanted to hang from a ceiling.
With no. A rope that's on fire?
No, well, we found Edwin here. Hi, Edwin, again.
Hello.
And he is an escapologist. So you escape from things?
I do. Right. Straight jackets, handcuffs, wooden boxes on fire, you name it.
Yeah. I did. Don't look at me like I'm stupid because I said you escape from things. Some people might have thought an escapologist would want, you know, where you cut hedges in the shape of animals and something like that.
Who would have thought that?
I don't know. Some of our
landscapologist, is that what you're thinking?
Oh, yeah, sorry. So you can get out of a straitjacket, for example.
Indeed.
Which I see you have there as well.
Up here.
Amazing.
Medical issue straitjacket, yeah.
Is that hard to do that? Is it tricky, Edwin?
You have to know what you're doing, let's say. And right. You have to be a bit flexible. It's not a good idea to be too chunky.
Can I ask? Because I'm a lot closer to the straitjacket than Scott is. Are they bloodstains?
There are one or two. Yes.
Right.
Okay.
I don't want to know the answer to that question and why they got there.
I won't ask.
Okay. Think about it, though, Becky. This could be your whole new career.
So what? I get tied up in a straitjacket and then see if I can get out.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right.
Now, Edwin, could you maybe do this for us now? We are filming this for a video for Radio 1 Online.
Happily. I need someone to do the straps up. I can't put it on myself.
Becky, do you want to do the... That gives you first-hand experience on
now,
it.
Now, Edwin's going to do this now. Obviously, Becky, do watch and learn. Watch Edwin, because he's only going to do it once. And then we'll give you a go and see if it's your forte.
How long did it take you to learn to...
I got interested in it about 7 years ago. I picked up a straitjacket after about 6 months, but I'd been reading lots of books by Houdini and various things, so it came to me quite naturally.
Oh, right.
It's seemed born to it, to be honest.
You're born to do it.
It was being locked in cellars as a child. You naturally get the instinct.
Why did you have a straitjacket lying around, can I ask?
Oh, doesn't everyone?
No.
No, I must be honest.
There's a crotch strap.
Okay, good.
Well, otherwise it's just a pullover, isn't it?
Yeah. Come on, Becky, it's arse obvious.
I was on holiday in New Orleans and there was an escape artist performing in the street and he sold me his spare.
Okay, good. Are you nearly in now?
Nearly in.
Almost
just,
in.
Just the arm
just
strap.
This is all being filmed,
yes.
By the way.
Yeah,
right,
we'll get this online.
In. He's in.
Okay, so Edwin is in the straitjacket. Yeah, he definitely is. Yeah, absolutely.
God,
tied
there
up.
Are so many bloodstains on that jacket.
There are.
It's frightening.
A lot of them are fake, I should say.
All right,
say.
Okay.
A lot of fake from a show just a few years ago.
Add to
there
the excitement.
Are a few real ones.
Okay,
though.
Now talk us through what you're doing as you're doing it, please.
All right.
Because obviously people can't see you at the moment.
My arms are wrapped around my body, but there's a canvas hoop holding them to my chest. So in order to get past that, I have to push all my arms in.
Oh, my God.
I think Tappers is going to be sick.
There was a horrible crack.
There was a horrible crack.
Now he's doing something with his teeth. Oh, he's undone a buckle with his teeth. He's wiggling it about. You can probably hear that.
Oh, God.
Oh! Oh! That was the crotch strap.
Took out the microphone and then...
Oh.
Now he's just undoing the back. That's so easy. How long was that? It was less than 30 seconds.
Yeah, oh, hang on.
Oh, he's still got to get out.
Over his head.
It's coming over his head.
What was?
You just can't resist the urge to help him.
I was going to ask him a question, but it's probably best not
to. Do you want
to,
a hand? With...
What's your question?
Oh yeah, all right, you're back again, right?
I'll be back.
That crack. What was it?
I didn't notice.
Oh, it sounded like
well, we did.
I might notice it in the morning.
Okay.
Oh God. Okay.
Because
he's just now just wiggling.
Okay, and he's it. Nearly out of it.
Yeah. He's out of it.
Yay!
Do some people like have to dislocate their shoulders to get out of them?
That's a myth. That's
right,
a myth.
Okay.
It was spread by Houdini. It
right.
was just, it was a way to deter other people from trying it. You don't actually have to dislocate anything, but you do have to be very flexible.
Okay, there you go, Beck. That's right, you don't have to dislocate your shoulder.
I did the splits in front of JLS, of course I'm flexible.
Exactly, yes you are. And we'll find out when we put you in the straitjacket if it's your forte next on Radio 1.
What's Becky's forte? Radio 1 Podcasts.
So, Edwin yes. Flay is here, and you're a professional escapologist.
That's correct.
And you perform and stuff, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yep. Okay. Any dates where we can see you next?
It's a little quiet at the moment. I will be at the Big Chill on August the 7th. I'm doing an event in Hastings called Dark Burlesque, August 1st. There's something rolling up in September. I can't remember exactly what it is. And I'm running... Well, good God, I'm running a show in September. I'm running a cabaret in Soho and also a large cabaret extravaganza in Whitby, the Whitby Gothic Weekend in October.
Ooh. OK.
And if Becky proves that this is her forte, she could have a role in your cabaret, could you?
I could lend her the straitjacket, absolutely.
Yeah,
oh, Becky, I really hope this is your forte.
Do we need to hang her upside down from the ceiling yet?
We don't need to. Okay. I think it'd be best for her to try without all the blood rushing to her head first.
I really hope this is
walk
what you're
good
at.
Walk before you can run.
Absolutely. Kind
of OK, Winslow, no, we now have Becky completely secure. All the things have been fastened in the straitjacket. Let me just check that. In the straitjacket. Yep. How's it feel?
Really tight, and I can't actually do it. I always stand with my arms folded, but actually, now I can't move them. It's quite annoying.
Yeah. So she's in the straitjacket, and now we have to see if it's your forte. So if you'd like to counter in, Edwin.
Okay. And if you would care to escape in 3, 2, 1, go!
Work your arms in together.
Work your arms in together.
She's got one elbow... Sort of. Oh, it's a bit tied up. Worse than it was now.
no, I'm stuck even more.
No, you're doing fine.
You're not even moving.
Yeah, Tappers. Have you ever worn one of these?
What, a straight? Strangely enough, no.
Because you can't actually move, and I am trying.
Well, Edwin
to
can do
Edwin,
it.
Edwin moved immediately.
Yeah, but I'd obviously tied it looser than he's done with me.
I don't think you're trying hard enough.
See if that it's urban myth works of dislocating your shoulder.
No.
We're filming this for Radio 1 Online.
You're halfway there when you had your arm round. Come on, bring it up a bit.
Which arm?
That one. The one that's on the outside now.
there's no room for manoeuvre.
This is not your forte, is it? It really
isn't.
It's
hard work as well.
Is it?
Yeah. Are you tired now?
Yeah.
Bless.
Right, having one more go.
Yeah,
go
now
on.
You've
yeah.
just given up.
You just stop
honestly.
Now.
It's really frustrating.
Go on.
I'm going to fall over in a minute.
Can you try not to thrust at us as possible?
Right, so you can't get out.
No, it's not my forte.
Okay, so it's not Becky's forte. Edwin, thanks so much for coming in today.
My pleasure.
Can you let me out now?
You did say that we can... Can we have this until, was it, tomorrow?
Yep, absolutely.
Perfect.
Excellent. Thank you so much. So, right, well, that's it. Edwin, thank you so much for coming in.
Seriously.
Edwin Flay, everybody, the escapologist. Thanks very much. And thank you for the lend of the straitjacket.
My pleasure.
Tomorrow. And...
Just undo the strap at the...
No, I think what you should do now...
Only experts should touch it.
...is that we will... No, we'll just wait until you get out of it, because Edwin's kindly lent us it until... Well, whenever we want.
We're in no rush.
So, yeah. Thanks very much, Edwin. That was What's Becky's Forte? It's not being in a straitjacket and escaping.
What's Becky's Forte?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, it's time for a quick... Oh!
What's occurring?
We'll make this quick for you, Becky. Only a couple today, because I know you're not feeling the most comfortable in the straitjacket.
What's occurring?
If I win today, can you please untie me?
No.
Oh. What's occurring?
You know, take that. They are everywhere at the moment. I went to see them on Friday.
Yeah.
All over Radio 1 this morning. Chris Moyles put out a whole hour of their Wembley gig, which sounded fantastic. Gary Barlow's voice is amazing. They've still got it, chappers. They've still got it. Sounded so good. Do you know what, though? It's not only us here at Radio 1 that have been excited about Take That. EastEnders love it as well. Oh, it's all they've talked about in the last week. Thanks to Jono off Unofficial Meals for providing this one for us. My question to you, how many times were Take That mentioned on EastEnders in the last week? Chappers.
Seven.
Straight Jacket Becky.
12.
Let's find out.
Ow!
Here is them in EastEnders mentioned Take That a lot in the last week.
These are like gold dust, these are. Take That, Wednesday, Wembley Stadium.
Tickets?
Yeah, Take That, tomorrow night.
You can wear these tomorrow night.
What, do a concert?
Ooh, no, no, you must. They enter, four sculpted gods.
Whatever I said, whatever I did, I didn't mean it. I just want you back for good. Want you back, I want you back, see, I want you back for good.
Yeah, you were going on about that bloke from Take That, all tanned and rippling muscles.
To fall in love.
Go, please. I know you enjoyed the Take That concert, but you can knock it on the head.
Oh, fine. You'd be a misery then.
They love it.
Yeah.
Seven times.
There you go, brilliant.
Chappers, how did you know that? You're obviously a big fan of EastEnders.
I haven't seen EastEnders for about 5 years.
Oh! What's occurring?
But I'm sure it's very good.
I actually
and one of the best things on the BBC.
Oh, I got back into it recently.
Did you?
Yeah, I watched a couple of episodes, really enjoyed it.
Oh, what's happening at the moment, though?
I don't know.
Sorry?
I don't know.
All right.
It's only one thing that is happening quite a lot.
What?
People are going to see Take That.
Really? Right, thanks very much for that. So that'd be their big storyline in the past, yeah?
As you've just heard. Right,
it's
next
the cliffhanger
one.
Tonight.
Hmm?
It's the cliffhanger tonight.
I imagine they'll do some kind of review. It was brilliant, wasn't it, Take That? Next one. You know Becky?
Yes.
She's in a straitjacket at the moment.
Yes, I am. And Zane will let me out. He's just walked past here.
He wasn't even
me.
Paying attention. He was on the phone.
Now, Becky is going to be in the straitjacket until she can get out of it. It's not her forte, but let's wait until it is. Do you know what one of Becky's favourite foods is?
Oh, no.
No, I've no idea.
Trifle.
Is right. It?
Yes. Now, I took the liberty of purchasing a summer fruit trifle earlier from a supermarket.
Don't do it! Has that
been in a fridge since you bought it or
yes.
not?
Yes. Right, actually, okay. Yeah, no, it has. Now, so I bought this summer fruit trifle.
This is so mean.
Yeah.
My question to you, both of you, how much of this trifle can Becky consume whilst in a straitjacket?
You haven't even taken the lid off.
Maybe we should take the wrapper off. Yeah. That would be hard otherwise.
I
can't pass it to you, can I? Oh, yeah. You're looking at me like, go on, pass it over. It. How am I going to pass it to you?
I would say she could probably consume about 75% of it.
God, Chappers.
75%.
Yeah. Given that she likes trifle so much.
Well, that lovely cream on
that
the
is a really.
I don't like the cream on trifle. Well, I only like the custard and the sponge.
That's burrow down until you get to the sponge.
That's a really creamy trifle,
yeah.
Huh?
I know. I chose it specially.
Oh, you're just gonna have you to guys are so generous.
How are you going to get the cream out of the way then?
I'm going to lick it off and then burrow deep.
So, okay. And how are you going to do this? Just face
I'm
it.
I'm going to have to, aren't I? Because there's no other way.
Okay. Do you need the headphones taken off, do you think?
Or what's this? A bag?
I think it's to protect the equipment rather than you.
All right.
Okay, so in 30 seconds, how much of the trifle do you think you'll be able to consume, Becky?
2 or 3 bits.
Well, can we do it in percent, please? Because Chappers says
75%.
2%.
No. 2%. Am I going to have to get on the floor? Yeah. Whether does it speak wants me on the floor to do it?
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Okay, Becky.
She's
sick. What?
Can I just say, she's now on her knees, like about as if it's like a dog bowl.
30 seconds on the clock. As much trifle as you can, please, whilst in a straight jacket, no hands.
I can't reach it!
Go!
Go!
Lift it up, someone!
All right, I'll lift it. Go on, there you go. No! Come on! I thought you wanted it lifted up!
You're gonna do it again!
I'm not! Come on!
Get your face in!
Get your face in it! Who
She's doing well. Keep eating it. Look at that. You got... Right. That's it. Stop.
Well, I mean, that's just... What a poor effort. That means you've won that one, Becky.
That was cream.
That is...
She never even got anywhere near the fruit. Did you do that deliberately so you'd get the point?
I think... Does Becky win that?
She does, please. Yeah, but I think she kind of cheated a bit, to be honest. I think she deliberately didn't try very
it's
much.
It's just running down my face.
We're filming this for Radio 1 Online. You will enjoy it very much.
Do you want more of it?
No. One all today in a quick game of, well, oh, what's the code?
I was robbed, I thought.
You were
there.
Robbed, here we are. All right, Becky, you might want to have these wet wipes.
Ow!
Is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Zed in Glasgow's been on saying, "You're evil, unstrap her." This is Becky who's in a straitjacket today. We found out earlier that it's not her forte. On the latest edition of What's Becky's Forte, we had a man called Edwin come in. He's an escapologist, and Becky really isn't. But we're going to see when she becomes one, because she's still in the straitjacket right now.
Chappers, did you seem so surprised when you walked in and went, oh, you're still in it?
Just because...
Like I would have suddenly escaped during Newsbeat.
Well, no, well, there was plenty of time for you to escape during Newsbeat. I'd kind of forgotten that you were in it, and then when I came back into the studio, I was just like, oh, yeah, you still got it on.
How are you feeling now?
It was good, thank you for my cup of coffee, which I couldn't actually drink because you'd filled it only half full.
Here's the thing, right? Is it wrong to really want leftover trifle if someone's face has been in it?
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, but it smells so good.
Does it?
Oh!
What are you...
If I wasn't in a straitjacket, Scott had the trifle in front of his face and I could only do it with my elbows, but I was
You're trying
to
force my
in
head
it.
Into the trifle
it's
with
what
your...
what he would have wanted.
With your elbow.
Oh. Nice, real nice. That's pretty gross, isn't it?
That is pretty gross.
Sorry.
You're actually licking the cream out of the trifle that Becky's face has been in.
Now, some people are saying that when we did that little feature on I Was Occurring where Becky had to stick her face in the trifle whilst wearing a straitjacket, that it was full of innuendo bingo. Maybe we should take the wrapper off. Yeah. That would be hard otherwise.
I would say she could probably consume about 75% of it.
Going to lick it off and then burrow deep.
2%.
Am I going to have to get on the floor? Yeah, whether does it speak wants me on the floor to do it?
She's now on her knees.
Lift it up, someone!
No! Come on! I thought you wanted it lifted up!
Get your face in!
Your face in it.
No, see, I don't think that's true at all.
I don't. It just sounds like someone eating a trifle.
Couldn't hear anything there at all. Unlike this next clip, which a couple of our listeners who seem to have been listening to Sounds of the 70s on Radio 2 have spotted.
Right.
I know.
Okay.
Bit of innuendo bingo from Radio 2 from Johnny Walker's show.
Lo and behold, it was a hit everywhere, nearly everywhere, I think. Except the Far East, probably. I don't know. Even in the Far East, I think they know that.
You make it sound very easy, you know. All right, I'll just knock one off tonight.
Well, it seemed that easy.
Nice one, Johnny.
Even in the Far East, I think they know that.
You make it sound very easy, you know. All right, I'll just knock one off tonight.
Any others you spot from any radio or TV, let us know. I'm still on the lookout for innuendo bingo. Just send me an email telling me where it was. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
So 1 hour ago, we did this.
What's Becky's forte?
And we found out that Becky's forte is not escapology. She was put in a straitjacket, that was 60 minutes ago, and she still hasn't escaped, and she's still in it. So escapology, definitely not your forte. Shall we let her out now?
Please.
It still could be, though. Could still
Chappers,
be.
I think I've given it a go.
I think by now, if we don't know, it's not...
Yeah, but all of a sudden it might just click and something might just work and then you'll be able to escape.
No, let's just get her out of it now because it's not your forte, let's face it. We're going to find something else.
So, did you see how to let me
no,
out
No, I didn't.
God,
I didn't.
Did
I'm now
did
watching...
You? Have you got Edwin's number?
No. Oh. One that doesn't
I'm
speak
now
is
watching
trying
the
to get
one that
out.
Doesn't speak trying to undo it.
Could be here for a while.
I was in Cubs for a couple of years, but I never paid attention to the knot thing.
Did they teach you how to get out of a straitjacket in Cubs?
No, but they do teach you how to tie knots, don't they? But I never did that, because I thought it was a bit dull.
Okay, well, good luck with that.
Thanks.
Oh, the one that does its beat is headed down to the crotch strap.
Yeah. You might want to do that yourself.
Well, he really is all... Yeah. He's all fingers and thumbs there.
Uh, The video of Becky will be up tomorrow. Keep checking back at Radio 1 Online if you'd like to see Becky off the show in a straitjacket. It wasn't her forte, couldn't get out of it. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1, that'll be there tomorrow sometime.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.